All right, guys, I'm just here checking in with everyone. So from the last time I talked about how trend is your friend, it is still your friend, but it's been a while and the market really hasn't changed structurally. But I wanted to check in anyways. So how is everyone doing? Anyways, let's get started. It's very simple right now. It's just the daily uptrend that is, guiding NASDAQ and the S&P 500. Daily uptrend, as long as bulls have the daily uptrend, it is hard to look bearish. So on Friday, we saw finally some daily consolidation. Yeah, it's starting to look a little bit weaker, right? The market, I pointed out a rising wedge earlier, in my previous episode, and it broke bull. But in a lot of the markets, even specifically cryptocurrency, a lot of the rising wedge bull breaks, kind of mark the climax top. So I am looking for weakness. I am not looking long at these levels, to be honest with you. For me personally, I want to see some either weekly consolidation or further daily consolidation, because right now everyone kind of looks like they're on one side of the boat, right? And I'm a contrarian trader, and I look at where the herd is looking and I try to play against the herd. And that doesn't mean I'm always looking short. I'm looking at the most likely scenario for the most part. So, with this daily consolidation, I'm just looking for a daily higher low on QQQ, and we'll see how far the retracement is, and we'll see how big the bounce is, and we'll pretty much give a risk analysis on which direction to look at. If it's a shallow pullback, obviously it's meant to buy the dip, and if it's a bigger pullback, probably looking to top fish the previous resistance, right? So right now I'm kind of in limbo, hesitant to trade anything long, like short term. What am I saying? I'm trading short term, but I'm long term, I'm looking in the opposite direction, right? So right now it's very healthy. There's not much to look at in the other direction. If we see on Monday we break Friday's high, clearly looks like a daily bull flag to me, and I will stop looking short because that looks like a bull flag. But I do want to see weekly consolidation. I kind of want to see monthly consolidation, to be honest with you. But we just had monthly consolidation about 3 months ago, so a monthly time frame very healthy for the bulls. Weekly time frame very healthy for the bulls, and daily time frame right now very healthy for the bulls. So that being said, I'm in limbo because I don't want to look long at these levels, but at the same time I don't want to consistently short the market, which right now we're in blue sky breakout, and shorting a blue sky name is not ideal. So, where does this lead me to? What is my thought process at this point? So, I'm really debating not to trade Monday and Tuesday and see how it is on Wednesday. I forget what we have. Do we have some sort of news event? Maybe FOMC? I'm not 100% sure. But I'll be more comfortable trading after the FOMC. So, Thursday, Friday, or whatever. I don't even know what news catalyst we have. But yeah, so far not really trading Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday I'll probably, start a little bit of trading. And one thing for me is I do not trade Fridays for very long. I'm out within like a couple hours because Fridays are the days I give back a lot of profit. So we'll see from there. But let's look at it one day at a time, right? So nothing much has really changed from last time I checked in. Daily uptrends are good. If we lose a daily uptrend, we start looking for the weekly higher low. And if we lose weekly higher low, we just start looking for the monthly higher low. And it all depends on the pullback. So it's just a zoom out game from here. We'll see. And try avoiding overtrading in this area, right? We don't have a, if you're a trend-based trader like me, we don't have a clear signal on what direction to look at right now, because one, there's a bullish case, which is very high probability, and there's a bearish case in terms of, okay, we're starting to hit these overbought levels. It's maybe start looking short. But in the meantime, we're just waiting for some sort of move and react to it. And I've always said before, I'm a reactionary based trader. I do not trade news like that. I just look at the reaction and trade the reaction. So yeah, with that being said, I hope you have a great weekend. I'll try checking back in and try checking back in next week if anything else changes. But right now, it's just a daily uptrend, and trend is your friend for the most part. So I will see you all when I see you all, but I am definitely coming back and checking back in. Peace.